Kryptonian Lesson Number 2. My child, these lessons are meant to maximize your learning and education at its earliest possible point, to exponentially increase your intelligence in each year of your life during its entirety. Because of the prevailing conditions on planet Earth at this time, it is vital to ensure at even this preliminary stage that you are armed with knowledge. And armed is properly duplicitous at this present time, as we, all of humanity, are currently in the middle of a war which has been blazing in front of our eyes, as close to us as the skin on our bodies, in the air in our lungs, although it goes beyond just the physical world we see, hear, taste, smell, and touch, into the spiritual realm, which we cannot see, hear, taste, smell, or touch. Your successful arrival to planet Earth by birth is a blessing. You have escaped abortion. Abortion is a system of murdering baby humans while they develop in their mother's tummy, and remains in effect in over half of the countries established by mankind. Such laws are now being challenged and abolished by law and decree. However, only by the necessary and loving medical emergency exceptions for rape, incest, or threat to life of mother, there should never be a deliberate abortion of a human fetus baby. Those evil persons who unleashed the wanton murder of baby fetuses in the first place now seek to continue their murderous methods of depopulation and other villainous ways, and will always seek to kill you in some fashion every day for the rest of your life here on planet Earth. These evil forces rebel against our good Father Jehovah God. Our good Father Jehovah God is our Creator, our Maker, our Father, our Owner. We listen to His voice alone and always above all others, even above others which also listen and obey His voice. Out of pure necessity, you are now here being educated, armed with knowledge to anticipate all forces which may hinder your obedience to God, so that you may respond to the situation appropriately and immediately as possible, to survive and thrive as an eternal being gifted life through Jesus Christ our Lord. To be fully and properly educated, we read the Holy Bible. You will be given a copy when you are old enough to read. It is your one and only trusted guidebook on planet Earth. No other book or teaching compares, supersedes, or can replace it. Do your best to read even a little bit every day. All other instruction and teaching you receive in this life will be measured and gauged by the Holy Bible as to correctness or permissibility. The 66 individual books which make up the entire Holy Bible will build and construct in you character of the noblest thoughts leading to superior actions, which will exemplify the finest possible human behavior in you, in all your fellow Christians. You are not alone. These are the names of the 66 books of the Holy Bible. 1. Genesis. 2. Exodus. 3. Leviticus. 4. Numbers. 5. Deuteronomy. 6. Joshua. 7. Judges. 8. Ruth. 9. 1 Samuel. 10. 2 Samuel. 11. 1 Kings. 12. 2 Kings. 13. 1 Chronicles. 14. 2 Chronicles. 15. Ezra. 16. Nehemiah. 17. Esther. 18. Job. 19. Psalms. 20. Proverbs. 21. Ecclesiastes. 22. Song of Songs. 23. Isaiah. 24. Jeremiah. 25. Lamentations. 26. Ezekiel. 27. Daniel. 28. Hosea. 29. Joel. 30. Amos. 31. Obadiah. 32. Jonah. 33. Micah. 34. Nahum. 35. Habakkuk. 36. Zephaniah. 37. Haggai. 38. Zechariah. 39. Malachi. 40. Matthew. 41. Mark. 42. Luke. 43. John. 44. Acts. 45, Romans, 46, 1 Corinthians, 47, 2 Corinthians, 48, Galatians, 49, Ephesians, 50, Philippians, 51, Colossians, 52, 1 Thessalonians, 53, 2 Thessalonians, 54, 1 Timothy, 55, 2 Timothy, 56, Titus, 57, Philemon, 58, Hebrews, 59, James, 60, 1 Peter, 61, 2 Peter, 62, 1 John, 63, 2 John, 64, 3 John, 65, Jude, 66, Revelation. Your ability to absorb this information now is at its zenith. The information held within the 66 books of the Holy Bible itself is the zenith of all information there is to know on planet Earth. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that delivering the zenith of Earth's knowledge to a human brain at the zenith of information absorption results in a superior brand of human made in the likeness of God. This is lesson 2 of your studies to prepare you as a servant of our Father Jehovah God and our glorious Kryptonian Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was risen from the crypt on the third day.